Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Billy Crone is here, ready to dive into the disturbing truth about today's most powerful global influencers. First, though, I want to give you an update on our Faithful Friends Initiative. It's our effort to have 500 monthly supporters join the work here at Southwest Radio Ministries. And I'm so excited to report that we now have over 100 individuals and families that have committed to supporting SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall on a monthly basis. So the question is, will you join them and become a faithful friend with your monthly gift? Visit SWRC.com and click on Donate Now or call 1-800-652-1144. Please, friends, be one of the faithful 500 this month. Your recurring monthly gift helps us continue this kingdom-sized mission every single day. Now it's time to join our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, and today's guest, Billy Crone, as they begin to reveal the truth behind the world's elite.
The name Billy Crone has become like a household word in many places. He's an author, a pastor, and a Bible teacher without equal. He has been preaching Bible prophecy and the dangers of the New World Order. Billy Crone gets around, and he uses Bible prophecy as a vehicle of evangelism. In this program and the next, we're going to be talking about Global Elites and the Antichrist, Volume 2. That is a book, and there is an 8-DVD set that goes along with it. In a few minutes, we will tell you how you can get that material. Pastor Billy, so good to have you.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Spargimino. It's always great to be on.
Well, tell us, who are these global elites? What are they doing? How are they operating?
Oh, they're just laying the foundation for the Antichrist kingdom in the 7-year tribulation. That's all. Just minor issues, but yeah, seriously, this
That's
is
enough.
But this is really a study that I had been cataloging information for probably about the last 4 years. In our previous 4 documentaries, we exposed, you know, the activity of the World Economic Forum and the, what's called the Great Reset, and how these guys, including with the previous administration, were working to bring down America, turn us into a cashless society, a one-world government, a one-world religion, and biometrically tying people into this matrix system, all that stuff. And as I'm teaching through that and going through the information, bringing that out, which basically what I just described to you, they call it the Great Reset, but the Bible calls it the Antichrist Kingdom. So then that's why I dealt with this, because of course they're not going to arise on the scene and say, hey, we're building the kingdom for the Antichrist in the 7-year tribulation. Well, that's too obvious. So they call it the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. As I'm teaching through those 4 different seminaries, books, I kept coming across an interesting thread. There were individuals that would kind of pop in, pop out. I was like, well, there's that guy again. What's he doing involved in this and whatever? And they weren't just guys. They were global elites. And not just elites. These are some of the most powerful and richest people on planet Earth, who were also involved in building this infrastructure, not just the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and all those guys. And so that's what led to this, global elites and the Antichrist. And so, first of all, I did the deepest dive in Volume 1 that I've ever done on the Antichrist, all things Antichrist, number one. Then I began to expose the 5 global elites that I saw are also helping to get the job done. And in the first volume, I dealt with Bill Gates and George Soros. Now, in the second volume, I deal with the remaining 3, and that's King Charles, who I call the royal elite, Elon Musk, the technology elite, and I finish up with Yuval Noah Harari, the transhumanist elite. And all 3 of them, just like Bill Gates and George Soros, are helping to build the Antichrist kingdom.
Well, you know, you mentioned the word Antichrist or Antichrist. A lot of our listeners, probably if they're new, do not know what you mean. Who or what is the Antichrist, and where can you find reference to the Antichrist in the Bible?
Well, the 2 biggest sources are, of course, the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. And the Antichrist means what it means, Antichrist. They oppose everything that Christ is and does and stands for, but also in place of. And that's how he's going to appear on the world scene He's the Savior, not Jesus. He's going to bring peace to the planet, not Jesus. And it's specifically, the Bible says in Daniel and Revelation, he arises on the scene after the rapture of the church. And he is the one who makes a peace covenant with the people of Israel, Daniel chapter 9. And that's the very event that starts the seven-year tribulation, the final week of Daniel's seventh prophecy, and which Jesus said in Matthew 24 will be the worst time in the history of mankind, so horrible that if God didn't shorten it, the entire human race would be destroyed. And so that's who he is. Now, he has a religious cohort, Revelation 13 tells us, is the false prophet. Because again, basically the four pillars of what this Antichrist political figure coming out of somewhere in Europe that Daniel talks about, the revived Roman Empire, is going to install on the planet is, again, basically, it's a counterfeit of what Jesus will bring in the Millennium Kingdom, right? Where Jesus will rule and reign over the entire planet, where there will be religious peace and unity across. And this is what the Antichrist is going to try to do prior to that. He'll try to install a one-world government, a one-world economy that's specifically cashless because it's biometrically tied into people, specifically the right hand, the forehead, and there will be a universal religion that ultimately he will step in and say, okay, now worship only me, I am God. And that's what's called the abomination of desolation. So that's the Antichrist. That's what the Bible says is going to happen in the seven-year tribulation after the rapture of the church. And the reason why I say after the rapture of the church is because 2 Thessalonians 2 gives us the order. And it clearly says that in the current meantime, as we see the lead up to the Antichrist kingdom, okay, the church is called the restraining influence. It's called kateko in the Greek, and it means to withhold the course thereof. So basically, right now, as we see them building the infrastructure for the Antichrist kingdom, we're not in the seven-year tribulation, but we're seeing the lead up to it, that we're supposed to resist. We're to restrain against it. We're to withhold the course thereof. Basically, we're to be the biggest whistleblowers on the planet. But it says there, and then when we are taken out of the way, literally the Greek, rise from the midst, okay, that's the rapture, and then keep reading. It says, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow. So that's the order according to Scripture. It basically, he can't appear until we disappear. When we go up, he shows up, right? So as a Christian, and I dealt with this in great detail, we can talk about the Antichrist. There's a lot of that the Bible has to say about that character. But ultimately, I don't need to get lost in the weeds with who's the Antichrist. Is it Trump? Is it this? You know, every president for a long time has said that it's the Antichrist. Ultimately, as a Christian, I'm not looking for the Antichrist. I'm looking for Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And then what I do is then, therefore, knowing I'm not going to see him because of the rapture, every born-again Christian goes to the rapture prior to his appearing, I spend what time I have left before the rapture warning people about this figure coming, the Antichrist. And the good news, you don't have to be here when he appears. You can join me at the rapture if you get saved through Jesus. But basically, not only the World Economic Forum, the Klaus Schwabs, the political figures all over the planet are building the infrastructure. Again, one world government, one world economy, cashless society, one world religion, but the global elites are also doing it. These super high wealthy, high powerful people. And again, the first one that I deal with in this second volume is King Charles. Well, King Charles, you know, a lot of people would say, like, King Charles, who cares? I mean, he's prince forever and his mom finally died, and so now he gets to be king, but king of what? England's like a little tiny island, you know, what do you do? No. Here's the first thing that people need to wake up to. King Charles is in charge of now what's called the Commonwealth of Nations, the nations that are still under British control. And that's about 56 countries on the planet. And that includes not only much of Europe, but also Canada, Australia, New Zealand, India. This is called the Commonwealth of Nations. This guy has charge over a big chunk of the planet. And so if he's going to steer, quote, his Commonwealth in a direction, and if we can demonstrate that it's towards the Antichrist kingdom, you better wake up. In fact, we have it on tape that King Charles, not Klaus Schwab, King Charles is the one who announced the Great Reset first. In fact, they're so blazing of his involvement with this Antichrist kingdom, he's also called, in print, the King of the New World Order. And this is because when you look at his behavior and his speeches and what he's up to, he clearly admits that's what he's working towards. Okay? And he's wielding his royal power to steer the planet in that direction. In fact, we have this, I kid you not, Dr. Spargimino, we got this on tape. And it was only just a couple of years ago, and it was at one of their climate change COP meetings, whatever. And so he gets up there and he gives a speech, and we have it on tape if you get the DVDs, it's translated for the book. And he says basically that they, the elites, the government, the World Economic Forum, all these climate change people from around the world, that they are working to set up a kingdom for this guy, he mentioned, so that he would have at his disposal not only a military-type presence, but trillions of dollars at his disposal to basically, you know, save the planet. It's on tape. And so you said, he didn't name the Antichrist, but he said, clearly said they're doing this for he, that he, and we're like, who's he, dude? He. What? So you're working for somebody. And so again, this is not a conspiracy theory. It's on tape. And then, knowing that, is you're thinking, well, he's getting up there in age. We don't have to worry about it. No, they're already grooming his replacement. If we're still alive and still here and the rapture hasn't happened and King Charles passed away, his agenda is not going to stop because they're grooming Prince William to take his spot. Because you look at Prince William, which we also go down in deep, he's saying the same things that his dad's saying. He's going to carry the torch. But this is the stuff that's going on. In fact, here's some weird stuff. You look at not only that behavior, but you look at the background of the, quote, royal family. And it's some of the most satanic, evil behavior that you could imagine, which would include the involvements of King Charles, now King Charles, and other prince, the other princes that are there. But in a nutshell, and believe it or not, most of the British people are aware of this. It's we here in the West who aren't privy to what's going on. But the royal family for years has been guilty of not just extreme heinous acts, but we're talking pedophilia, sex rings, all kinds of crazy stuff. And so here you have a whole family involved in this. And we bring out the evidence. And again, a lot of this comes from Britain. The people know it, but we don't know it over here. And so these guys are satanic. They're involved in satanic behavior. They're liars. They're deceivers. And that tells you who they're working for. So my point in bringing all that up is it any shocker that they're helping to build the Antichrist kingdom, who is Satan's man on the planet in the seven-year tribulation? I don't think so. And then I'll add one other element. Again, this is just King Charles. He has, this sounds crazy, but it's documented. He is now boasting that his family lineage, he believes he can trace directly to Muslim descent. And he's a huge promoter of Islam. It's on tape, and he's proud of it.
Billy, let me just do a promo here because I know some people might be leaving and they want to know how they can get this. Friends, you can use this material for an item of discussion. You can use it in church or Sunday school. There is proof here that there's a massive conspiracy that is making its influence felt in politics, government, education, entertainment, and in many other segments of our society. The title, Global Elites and the Antichrist, Volume 2. Please call 1-800-652-1144. Pastor Billy, let's continue.
Yeah, and again, he makes these statements about Islam that he's all excited, and then that starts to answer some questions that we're still seeing in the news today getting worse. And that's what the Muslim immigrant issues, we're like, what do you guys keep doing over there in Europe, and you keep purposely allowing this violent element to come into your community and take over your community? In fact, Lord willing, in a week, I'll be there myself teaching, but one of the worst places now to ever go to is London. London not only has a Muslim mayor, but London is being taken over, and for years, I've been to Europe many times, people tell me all the time, whatever you do, don't go to London. Whatever you do, don't go to London, over and over again, because it is not a safe place. And so we're going like, why would they bring purposely a violent element who's anti-Christian, anti-Jesus, anti-Bible, and basically it's not just the Jewish people, read their own writings, who's considered an infidel isn't just the Jewish people, it's us, the Christian. And their means of dealing with it is, you don't convert, you die. This is not a joke. So why would you bring that into your country? Well, again, a couple things. That's what King Charles is excited about, that he's now can prove, quote, Muslim descent. It's crazy. And kind of as a side note, too, the timing of that's not by chance, okay, because also you have the fact that the Bible mentions in the seven-year tribulation that there is a form of capital punishment that is going to return to the planet. And it clearly says that anybody who turns to God during that time, you don't worship the Antichrist, it doesn't just say you're going to be killed. It doesn't just say you're going to be slaughtered. It specifically mentions beheading. Now, Dr. Spargimino, do you know anybody on the planet who, if you don't worship the way they say you're supposed to worship and have the God that they say you need to have the God for, that they will kill you by chopping your head off?
That is so far-fetched, and yet that's what the Bible says, and that's what this guy's involved in. That's very potent information.
Yeah, and again, and he's glad about this? He's excited about this? I don't think so. I think he's bringing back that element, unfortunately, just in time for the seven-year tribulation, where people won't even think twice that, yeah, chop their head off. Chop their head off because they're not worshiping the Antichrist. And so this is what he's involved in. And so, again, we expose this. We show this as well. Real quick, with what time we have left, let me just jump to the third guy, and that's Yuval Noah Harari. Yuval Noah Harari is basically the spokesperson and has been for years for the World Economic Forum. He's what I call the transhumanist elite. And this is I've been warning this for years, and that when they say the Great Reset, there's two sides to that. The first side is, yes, a Great Reset. They're going to reset the world with a one-world government and a one-world economy that's cashless, electronic currency, that's tied into people's body parts. Most people the last couple of years have started to catch on to that's what the Great Reset meant. And that's what the previous administration was helping as fast as they could to implement, even in America. But there's another side to the Great Reset, and that is a human reset. And these same elites who believe it's their duty as elites to steer the planet into a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world economy, cashless society, which the Bible alone calls the Antichrist Kingdom, they say it's also their duty to speed up the process of evolution, transcend it, and make new humans. I'm not joking. This is what's called transhumanism, that they not only want to reset the world, they want to reset humanity. And I'm not joking. We of course, prove it with the facts. On tape, these guys are admitting it in video, and then here's the terms. In fact, I'll give you some homework for your listeners. Go search out the term on the internet. You can do a very quick search. Human 2.0, augmented humanity, neo-humanity, or post-human species. That's what they're bringing with this same agenda. Now you go back to what Jesus said. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. So Jesus said before he comes back, you're going to see a repeat of the sins of the days of Noah. And one of the sins clearly mentioned in Genesis chapter 6 was mankind was being hybridized out into non-humans. The Bible calls them Nephil or Nephilim, right? And what was the Nephilim? The Nephilim were a hybrid race, half human, half fallen angel. Well, that's what these guys are doing again, just in time for a repeat of the days of Noah as a sign that Jesus Christ is coming back. Yuval Noah Harari is the spokesperson for the second half of this Great Reset, to turn mankind into a bunch of non-humans, whether it be merge you with technology, whether it be genetically modify you with all kinds of methods that we bring out, or, as Elon Musk likes to say, merge man with technology to create, quote, a cyborg. This is the other half that they're talking about, the Great Reset, and this is the stuff that people need to wake up and realize. They're not going to do it. They're already doing it, and they're doing it against people's will.
We're just about out of time for this interview with Billy Crone, but, you know, the thought just came through my mind. Donald Trump is against all of this stuff. He wants to make America great again, and I would think that these guys are going to try to bump him off. I would think he's in great danger, and I think we need to pray for our president and vice president. But friends, we're going to continue with Billy Crone, on our next broadcast, be sure to tune us in, and you will be excited, you will learn, and you will want to buy the book and the 8 DVD. Thank you so much, Pastor Billy.
Thank you, Dr. Spurgeon. It's always great to be on.
Billy Crone's Global Elites and the Antichrist, Volume 2 book and DVD set is here. Picking up where Volume 1 left off, diving even deeper into the disturbing truth about today's most powerful global influencers. This shocking follow-up reveals the hidden agendas of 5 additional global elites, figures praised as brilliant innovators, humanitarians, and saviors of the planet, yet who are working behind the scenes to build the foundation for the Antichrist kingdom. This second volume uncovers a coordinated effort by these world leaders to deceive humanity with promises of peace, unity, and progress, all while advancing a satanic globalist agenda foretold in Bible prophecy. With bold clarity and biblical discernment, this book and DVD set expose the lies, decode the symbolism, and reveal how these elites are paving the way for the darkest hour in human history. This bundle includes both the Volume 2 book and a companion DVD filled with visual evidence, interviews, news footage, and scriptural analysis that bring the exposé to life. Order Billy Crone's Global Elites and the Antichrist Volume 2 book and DVD set today. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order online, swrc.com. Prepare for even greater revelations in this latest installment. Global Elites and the Antichrist, Volume 2, book and DVD by Billy Crone. 1-800-652-1144. Staff Evangelist Josh Davis comes now with an important update on our mission outreach to prisoners.
Thank you, dear friends, for your prayers and partnership with us in ministry. It's because of the Lord, first and foremost, but also because of you and your faithful prayers and financial support that we are able every single day to minister to people that we would never get to go to where they are in person. I'm talking about people behind prison bars all across America. We just could not physically travel to all these places, but through books, through resources, through letters, and yes, even through Watchmen on the Wall, we are able every single day to minister to inmates across America. Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you so much for your support of this Onesimus Prison Project, as we call it. Now, if you'd like to give, especially focused for this outreach effort of SWRC, you can do so in multiple ways at swrc.com. You can give on the giving type. Make sure you select it's for the Onesimus Prison Project. If you'd like to give over the phone or find out some more information about this, give us a call. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. Again, that's 1-800-652-1144. If you'd like to mail in a gift, you can do so. Just designate it's for the prison ministry or prison project, something along those lines. Our team will know exactly what that means. Just designate that on your check or money order, and you can mail that to Post Office Box 835, Bluff City, Tennessee, 37618. Again, that's Post Office Box 835, Bluff City, Tennessee, 37618. We thank you so much for your prayers and your support of this vital outreach of SWRC that has continued for, well, decades now. And thank you so much. I want to share with you 2 letters that we've received in the last month or so from inmates who have been blessed by this outreach. And I share these letters with you as an encouragement, dear friends, so that you hear firsthand how that your prayers are being answered, how that the resources that you are funneling, if you will, or channeling through Southwest Radio Ministries, through this ministry to reach out to those behind bars and the difference that that is making in people's lives. 2 letters from inmates on opposite side of the country, 2 letters from inmates who have the same Heavenly Father as we do and who have been transformed by the Lord Jesus Christ, and they write to give thanksgiving for this ministry and for what you are doing, dear friends. Here's 1 letter from an inmate. He writes, "Greetings, I listen to your great program every day. He includes the call letters of the station he listens on, and he says, I really enjoy it. First, I want to thank you for all the books that you've been sending me in the past. Thank you. And he goes on to ask if we have any other books available or what books we have available to send. And dear friends, I just want to let you know that we are only able to send out books, to send out resources, if we have the funds available. And of course, here we are in September. We're getting close to 2026, and that means our annual calendar. We'll be sharing more information about that. We've been working behind the scenes diligently on it, getting it ready, getting it prepared, getting all of it fine-tuned and those kinds of things. But we know that that's going to come, and we know that's going to include a lot of postage costs, a lot of printing costs. And we just ask that you prayerfully consider how you can partner with us so that we continue this vital gospel outreach. Even until this very month, we are receiving requests for the 2025 calendar. That means new inmates are seeing that calendar and they love it. And so, friends, I just say these thanksgivings, these prayers are being answered. We're seeing the faithfulness of our God as He has brought us through. But we're not out of the woods yet, and we've got much ministry ahead of us and many goals that we want to reach. So we thank you for your continued prayers. We thank you for your continued partnership with us to allow us to continue ministering to those behind bars through the Onesimus Prison Outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries.
Bible prophecy, end times, truth. Join Southwest Radio Ministries October 9th through the 11th at Exit 7 in Bristol, Virginia. Come hear from top Bible scholars, teachers, and researchers on the mysteries of the Bible, headlines from the end times, and how to build a spiritual war arsenal. 3 days of scripture-based insights and encouragement. Register today at swrc.com. October 9th through the 11th in Bristol, Virginia. Come hear Dr. Larry Spargimino, Dr. Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Bill Federer, and more. 9 speakers in all with 19 sessions over 3 full days. Southwest Radio Ministries, we're inviting you to the Prophecy in the News Live Conference, October 9th through the 11th at Exit 7 in Bristol, Virginia. Register today by visiting swrc.com or calling 1-800-652-1144. Space is limited, so make sure you register today. swrc.com. More insight and information on the world's elite from Billy Crone coming up on tomorrow's Watchmen on the Wall program. Be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. Visit swrc.com.